Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines from Monday, August 29th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Developer Steve Moser discovered that Netflix quietly launched the ability for users to create unique game handles in some of its mobile games. References in Netflix app code indicate the company plans to use these handles in in-game leaderboards, as well as supporting inviting friends to play online. Snap began rolling out its dual camera recording feature it first previewed at its partner summit back in April. This will let iPhone XS and newer iOS devices record from both the front and rear cameras simultaneously. Android users will have to wait several months for the feature. Sony acquired the mobile game developer Savage Games Studios. The studio hasn't launched any games, but its co-founders have worked on Clash of Clans and Angry Bird franchises. With the acquisition, Sony launched PlayStation Studios Mobile, which will operate separately from its console division. NASA delayed the launch of its Space Launch System rocket after an engine bleed issue caused an engine to not reach the appropriate temperature range at launch time. The next attempted launch will be Friday, September 2nd at 12:48 p.m. Eastern Time. Honda formed a joint venture with LG Energy Solutions to supply batteries for electric vehicles in the North American market. This would see the joint venture begin construction on a U.S. plant in early 2023, with mass production of advanced lithium-ion batteries by the end of 2025. Late last month, Pinterest launched the invite-only collage-making app Shuffles on iOS. The app has quickly proved popular, hitting number one on the lifestyle category and in the top 20 of non-gaming apps on the U.S. app charts on August 21st. Sensor Tower reports it's now number 66 overall in the U.S. App Store and tops the charts overall in Ireland, New Zealand, and the U.K. Google released its cross-device SDK it first detailed at its I.O. conference earlier this year. This would provide a framework to automatically handle device discovery, authentication, and connection protocols to make building cross-device experiences easier. India's junior IT minister, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, said that his ministry has not proposed restricting the sale of inexpensive smartphones from Chinese OEMs in the country. Earlier this month, Bloomberg reported India was considering banning the sale of Chinese smartphones under $150. Meta and the e-commerce joint venture JioMart launched a grocery shopping service through WhatsApp. Users will be able to browse JioMart's entire catalog and make UPI-supported payments without leaving the messaging platform. India's top mobile carrier, Reliance Jio, said it will spend $25 billion to roll out 5G service in the country starting this October. It plans to extend 5G coverage to every town in India by the end of 2023. Chattanooga, Tennessee's municipal utility EPB has provided gigabit municipal fiber internet service since 2010. EPB announced that as of August 24th, it offers residential and business customers a symmetrical 25 gigabit per second plan. If you're keeping score, it's the fastest multi-gigabit broadband service currently available in the U.S. The plan will only be available to everyone in EPB's 600 square mile service area. Apple confirmed in 9to5 Mac that over 95% of active iCloud users already enabled two-factor authentication. This comes as Apple will roll out support for FIDO-based passkeys in iOS 16 and macOS Ventura, which require enabling 2FA. Bloomberg spotted trademark filings for Reality One, Reality Pro, and Reality Processor. These were filed under the company Immersive Health Solutions LLC, believed to be a shell company for Apple. Trademarks were filed in the US, EU, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, Costa Rica, and Uruguay. All filings reference virtual and augmented reality headset, goggles, glasses, and smart glasses. Apple's mixed reality headset isn't expected until early 2023. And finally, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple internally discussed integrating satellite connectivity into future versions of its ruggedized Apple Watch model, although not on the launch model expected this year. This could potentially allow for communicating with emergency services when out of cell range, and eventually be used to place calls over satellite links. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.